This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell.
Challenger, go with throttle up.
It's January 28th, and it was on this date in 1986, amidst plenty of pomp and circumstance, the space shuttle Challenger lifted off from Cape Canaveral, Florida, but sadly, after flying only 20 miles.
Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction.
One woman on the crew, 37-year-old social studies teacher from New Hampshire, Krista McAuliffe, after winning a nationwide competition, made history by becoming the first U.S. civilian to travel into space. Also on board, Akron's Judith Resnick. With millions watching around the world on live TV and many in attendance at the site, it took all but 73 seconds for the space shuttle to go up in flames and plummet back down towards the Earth. Following the tragedy, President Reagan appointed a special commission to analyze what went wrong and to develop measures to avoid it from happening again. It was determined the mishap was caused by a failure of an O-ring seal in one of the two solid fuel rockets, and cold temperatures at launch caused the failure.
We will never forget them, nor the last time we saw them this morning as they prepared for their journey and waved goodbye and slipped the surly bonds of Earth to touch the face of God. Thank you.
And that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.